We're living, you know, in the biggest housing crisis that the state's ever seen. There's 1,200 people on the housing list in Sligo. You know, the government's doing nothing about it. That needs to be really addressed. We've been active in the National Housing and Homeless Coalition that saw thousands of people go out in the streets. So we'll be continuing to work within that to try and force the government to act on the crisis. Because really, you know, as we said, it's not a crisis for lots of sections of society. The wealthy, the contractors, the vulture funds are making plenty of money off the misery of people that are can't afford rents, that can't afford to enter the property market. So we'll be trying to force the government to act on that and to deliver public and affordable housing for people. Rural Ireland is obviously a big thing as well. You know, we saw it most significantly with our post office being closed down in Ballinfull, and we're still fighting on that, and we're going to be stubborn on that. But also things like rural investment. I mean, we need decent infrastructure in rural Ireland. There isn't proper broadband. There's all sorts of corruptions going around the actual broadband plan. Every time I go around my local area, it's you know small businesses that aren't able to work properly because they don't have proper broadband. So we need, what we would say is that we need state-owned communications company to roll out broadband for people. Even things like you know, for small farmers, I think small farmers are really struggling at the minute, and things like CAP needs to be reformed. It's currently 80% of CAP is going towards large agribusiness. So that needs to be reformed to ensure small farmers are supported.